This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, sallallahu wa sallam, baraka nabiyyana Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, taslima kathira thumma ma ba'd. So alhamdulillah jama'ah, we have, after this hadith of tonight, we have three more left inshallah tabaraka wa ta'ala to finish Riyad al-Salihin for the second time since we started reading every single night after Salat al-Isha. And the guys are very excited, mashallah. Since we have three hadith left, inshallah ta'ala, our completion of Riyad al-Salihin is going to be Friday night. So those who would like to come and inshallah be part of finishing the khatm of Riyad al-Salihin, that took us about 7 years, by the way, to finish, mashallah, the two volumes. So come and join us on Friday night, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, to finish together the last hadith. But before that, we have hadith number 1893. حديث نمبر 1893 عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن أدنى مقعد أحدكم من الجنة أن يقول له تمنى فيتمنى ويتمنى فيقول له هل تمنيت فيقول نعم فيقول له فإن ذلك فإن لك ما تمنيت ومثله معه رواه مسلم. In this hadith, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describing for us the least reward people take in Jannah. Like, who is the person who's going to be the least in terms of reward in Jannah? What are they going to get? Faqala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on that day when people go to Al-Jannah, so the lowest place of any of you in Jannah, and may Allah make us among the highest places, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Don't say that, well, that would be cool if I can be there. Please, don't. Try to put yourself in this position. Because that's going to be a very dangerous position. If you miss it, it will be somewhere else outside of Jannah. Be careful. So target Al-Firdaws Al-A'la. So if you fall short from Al-Firdaws Al-A'la, you're still in the highest ranks of Jannah, inshallah ta'ala. So this man, who is now described as being Adna Maqadi Ahadukum Min Al-Jannah, the lowest place of anybody in Jannah, will be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell him or her to express his wish. Allah will tell him, tamanna. What do you wish for? So this person starts wishing. فَيَقُولُ لَهُ تَمَنَّى فَيَتَمَنَّى وَيَتَمَنَّى. Start wishing and giving his wishes, saying, I wish for this, I wish for this, I wish for this, and keep counting. I mean, if you guys, if I ask right now, if you're in Jannah right now, and I ask you to count your wishes, how long would it take you to count your list of things that you need in Jannah? Huh? Countless, right? But no, when you start thinking, what do you want in Jannah? Even if I ask right now, what do you want in Jannah? Probably you're going to spend maybe 1 minute or 2 minutes, then you start struggling after that. The first 2 minutes, you know what you want. You look for the biggest thing, the most beautiful thing, the most, you know, you wish for all these stuff. And then after that, khalas, you give up. It's just like, okay, so now I got all the biggest things. What else I need, right? I want the biggest kingdom, I want the biggest this, I want the fanciest thing. You wish for that, and then you truly start struggling to think about other things because everything else becomes irrelevant right now since you're getting the biggest stuff in Jannah. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most generous, He will tell this person, come on, wish for more. Tamanna. فَيَقُولُ هَلْ تَمَنَّيْتَ. Like, is that it? That's all what you wish for? فَيَقُولُ نَعْمْ. That's it. I got what I want. If that can give me this, alhamdulillah, I'm happy. فالله سبحانه وتعالى فيقول له فإن لك ما تمنيت ومثله معه. Allah subhanahu the most generous will say, you will have what you have wished for and the like thereof along with it. Like, I'll double that for you. We have some of the hadith came before that. That would be even made more up to how many times, Jama'ah? 10 times. 10 times. Can you imagine that? Yeah, like, your imagination is not even one-tenth of what's there in Jannah. No matter how you think that you're imagining the fanciest thing, the biggest thing, the most, you know, beautiful thing, it's not even one-tenth to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for people in Jannah. Like, wow, really? Like, I went to these mansions, I've seen these celebrities' homes and watched things online, just like, wow, these resorts are crazy and these rooms are unbelievable, these cars, all these kind of things, not even one-tenth. Not even close. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu warda qal, laysa min dunyakum hadhi fil jannati illa al-asma. There is nothing in this dunya, from this dunya, there's nothing from this dunya that exists in Jannah except for names. Like when you say river, you think of river, right? But how do rivers look in Al-Jannah, Jama'ah? Different. We described that before in the Hadith. It will run without a trench. Deep river runs on the surface. Like, wait a minute. How is that deep river runs on the surface? How is that deep even? I don't know. But Allah so described this Jannah like this. It will be actually running on the surface, but it's very deep. And runs on what? What is the bed of that river? It's not pebbles, but actually all these precious stones. And the sand and the soil is saffron. The type of rivers, you have milk, fresh water, wine, halal wine, Jama'ah, right? Honey is running, right? All these beautiful things. So you can imagine, no matter how much we try to describe it for you, it's not even close. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the people of Al-Jannah, Ya Rabbil Alameen, and make us from the people Al-Firdaus Al-A'la, Ya Allah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect our brothers and sisters in Gaza. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect our brothers and sisters in Gaza. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shield them from any harm, Ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ease their situation, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, we ask you to give them aid and support from you, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, we ask you to remove that oppression that has been imposed upon them, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, we ask you to remove that oppression that has been imposed upon them, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Remove that enmity and hostility against them, Ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask you to give them safety, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. For those who pass, we ask you to accept them as shuhada, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Accept them as shuhada and give them firdaus al-a'la, Ya Rabbil Alameen. For those who are injured, we ask you to give them healing, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Those who are ill, we ask you to give them healing, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. We ask Ya Rabbi for those who live, Ya Allah, to give them peace and tranquility and safety in this life and this dunya and the akhirah, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah, wa salli ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Any question, Jama'ah? Khair, inshallah ta'ala. Subhanakallah wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Please don't forget to register for the class and the program, the reverse sensitivity class, inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala. That's very important, very...